call the village board meeting to order. It is February 24th, 7 o'clock. I'd ask the clerk to please take the roll call.
Trustee Gillis.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Brennan. Trustee Johnson.
Here.
Trustee O'Connell. Trustee Bachner. President Adusi.
Yes, I'm here. If I can ask you to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Any citizens comments? No citizen comment. Okay, real good. So we'll go ahead and do the elected official comments and announcements, and maybe I'll do the Lone Ranger.
Okay.
Thank you, Ken.
Don't have much to say. I did have the opportunity to attend the Oak Park River Forest Black Professionals of Color event, where they had people that were professionals come and talk to the kids. And this is my third year doing it, but usually everybody wants to know about the attorney job and all that. But this year they were very interested in what it takes to be a trustee and what it takes to be in the political world. So just be on the lookout. And we'll leave it there.
More the merrier. Thank you. Yeah, super. John, do you have anything? Okay, I'll do it. Russ?
Okay, yes, thank you. I just have one item to put it on our docket, although thank you, Matt, for putting it on our February monthly newsletter. But just a fresh reminder, and we'll probably hopefully put it in our newsletter again, celebrating Seniors Week in 2025. That's going to be May 8th through May 15th. Maybe put it on your calendar, and we're currently developing the activities for that week for our seniors. So just giving everybody a heads up if you haven't heard about it. So we'll put more in the newsletter about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I just have a couple items. The first is the 5th Annual Bike Exchange is taking place on Saturday, April 12th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Roosevelt School. So please do try to support this great event. It was started during COVID by a very enthusiastic resident, and it just keeps getting bigger and better every year. Secondly, is we have two surveys that I'll plug for you. One is River Forest Township. They want your feedback. Please do provide it, because the more feedback that we all get from as government officials, the better we can do our job. Secondly, is lead service line replacement program. Yes, I am plugging it for Jack. And I also want to, I guess, give a shout out to Public Works, because I had a dead deer in my backyard this weekend. The good news is it was frozen because it was a little cold. But we did reach out to the village, and Matt and Alex from Public Works did to come to the house today and put it in the front loader, and they took it away. So I just want to showcase that, because you know what? Public Works does a lot of great things for us, some things that you wouldn't even really think about until you have a dead deer in your backyard. So thank you, Jack and the team.
Thanks, Lisa. It was
exciting.
Excited. Okay. I have the state of the village, so I have really nothing to report, but I do want to just announce that our clerk has decided to move outside of River Forest starting the first week in March. And of course, the requirement to be a elected official is to live in your town that you're elected in. But as John and I've talked, since there's only 2 months left in his term, I don't have any issues if John wants to continue his term. And he indicated that you want it, and we want you to continue. So unless there's any opposition, or
can we put a tent up somewhere?
Kidding. So we don't have to do anything. There's no action. They're just more information. I was going to say, I wish John well, but I'm not quite sure that we want to wish him well in leaving River Forest. But no, seriously. We stay here. We love you. Okay. And then it looks like we have a Fenwick Civic Is that what's going on here? Because all these. All right. I got you. So what do you need to pass the course? All right. Well, lucky you, because tonight is the State of the Village. So there's a lot going on. And if you need it, the script and the presentation will be on our website. So you can always go back. So you don't have to take too much notes. Just go back and read the script and you'll get everything you need to know. And if you're confused, call Matt Walsh. All right. So this is my time then to come up. I would like to welcome two elected officials. John Beckvar, the supervisor of the township, is here, and a trustee from the township, Keith Strom, is here as well. So thank you for coming. Yep. Give them applause. They deserve it. Also, before I start my formal remarks, I just want to let the audience and those that are listening by YouTube and other media means that this is not required. In other words, there's no statute that says I have to, as village president, give this report or annual report. I do this voluntarily, and I have done it since I've been the village president, because I truly believe if you're going to lead a group of trustees and a fairly significant village, you ought to be giving an annual report to our residents. And so for that, this is why I'm here. So I'll go on to my now formal remarks. So good evening. And thank you for joining me for our annual State of the Village presentation. I continue to be honored to serve as your village president, and I am thrilled to share updates on our progress in making River Forest the best place it can be to live, work, raise a family, to support our businesses, and enjoy recreation and entertainment. This Saturday, I was reminded of the many reasons why I am so proud and honored to be your president. I first spent my morning with nearly 30 residents during a casual conversation, listening to important concerns that residents have about our town. The discussion was civil, productive, and we received a lot of great ideas to help move River Forest forward. Then right after, I attended a ribbon cutting ceremony for a brand new coffee shop in town. The name is Black Fodder Coffee at the corner of Ashland and Hawthorne. This beautiful space is a reminder of the potential for businesses in River Forest, proving the demand for such gathering spaces. Neighbors have flocked to the shop, each with a smile on their face as they enjoyed a delicious cup of coffee. You know, days like that wouldn't be possible without a great team. I first want to thank our dedicated group of resident volunteers who serve on our advisory commissions and committees, as well as on our village board. These selfless residents answered the call to attend monthly meetings and spend considerable time researching important topics to thoughtfully deliberate on the best decisions to move our community forward. Their commitment and input is extremely valuable, and we should all be grateful for their service. Due to the hard work and effort of our village board, our commissions, and our village staff, we balanced our budget for our 2025 fiscal year. The village continues to provide excellent customer service and make investments to improve the quality of life for residents. We once again were awarded the Distinguished Budget Presentation Award by the Government Finance Officers Association. Thank you, Rosie McAdams, our finance director. I also want everyone to know that we continue to work toward ways to strengthen engagement opportunities with our community members. Your thoughts, ideas, opinions, and questions are always invited and extremely valuable as our boards and commissions and committees consider initiatives to continually grow and strengthen this community. So to that end, I would like to now overview our accomplishments for 2024. I want to make sure you're aware of the many ways we have been and continue to achieve our goals. We've provided multimedia community engagement. Our communications to and with the community have expanded to different platforms and overall engagement, meaning more e-newsletter subscribers and increased activity on our social media pages. Throughout 2024, we have added in-person opportunities to stay connected, such as our neighborhood dialogues and the quarterly casual conversation event, where myself and our village staff members attend to provide an informal way to connect. We have also started to put out videos to ensure we are reaching as many community members as possible with news and information. We are looking at community polling, AI to analyze data, to create even stronger connections so that we can learn about your thoughts and suggestions on planning for the future of River Forest. Input from our residents and businesses through two-way dialogue is extremely valuable to us as we look to the future. We're consistently improving customer service through technology. We work every day to improve all areas relating to customer service. And one way that was accomplished over the last year is by streamlining access to a variety of service requests. We launched our new service request portal that shortens response times to these requests by routing them directly to the correct department through the use of technology. Some recent comments that we received about the service request platform included, and I quote, "It's easy to use, and I appreciate the goal to help residents target the right individuals at Village Hall to get help faster. I like how you can just log on and let the village know if something is wrong and needs fixing, and you get an update when it's taken care of. Thank you. I found this link on the postcard that the village sent out and got right on it. It was a great idea." Another addition was the Water Smart portal. This portal allows our water customers to gauge daily consumptions and monitor usage to detect any leaks that can lead to rising bills. Some comments we have heard are, "You have saved me thousands of dollars in water bills. Thank you. I now can view my daily water usage. I'm addicted to this portal because it has direct effect on saving for my family. Thank you." We've created partnerships to improve the look of our community. One persistent nuisance and eyesore was the long-standing, unused, rusting water tower owned by the CTA in Forest Park, which was very visible in parts of our community. For years, our village worked with the leaders of Oak Park and Forest Park to motivate the CTA to demolish the tower. Thanks to the support and leadership from Forest Park Mayor Warre Hoskins, the water tower was finally removed last fall, which positively impacts the look of that area and creates a much better view. A group of committed residents helped to ignite positive change. Last year, residents living near the Union Pacific tracks were forced to endure extended periods of idling freight trains, which disrupted this otherwise peaceful neighborhood and also released emissions that could present health risks. Thanks to a group of our committed residents whose voices were heard loud and clear, and pressure was put on Union Pacific to work with the village to identify operational improvements, including changes to their typical idling in town. We will continue to keep the lines of communications open with Union Pacific to ensure this situation does not happen again and continually improves. We continue to make public safety our number one priority. Protecting our community is a paramount and consistent village goal and objective. I want to thank Police Chief Jim O'Shea and Fire Chief Tom Gardner for their leadership of our public safety departments. Our police department continues outreach and increases information sharing through technology and training. Our police department is fully staffed. Our department has a passion and a commitment to community outreach, evidenced by our ongoing quarterly community safety meetings, where all are invited to learn about crime prevention and other public safety topics and ask any questions. Additionally, police personnel attended over 100 events in 2024 to further strengthen connections within the community. The department also increased the availability of its weekly incident reports of notable criminal activity and arrests. Residents interested in assessing this information can now find this regular updates on our website. Our fire department continued to excel through life-saving trainings. The department's partnership with Concordia University, led by our Deputy Chief Dave Bohenick, has created access to advanced training labs for our paramedics while providing ongoing CPR training for Concordia's growing nursing program. This creative arrangement was recognized as award-winning at the International Meeting on Simulation in Healthcare last month. Our work for public safety isn't limited to our police and fire departments. Improving community safety includes, but also goes beyond, the work of our emergency responders. We are so fortunate to have a beautiful community and an active population that enjoys walking and biking through our town. Due to this, we must ensure that our pedestrians and commuters are safe in our roadways. Public Works continues to upgrade our sidewalks and intersections, bringing dozens of intersections into compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. In partnership with D90, we have implemented many of the recommendations from our Safe Walking Routes to School program, installing over 90 stop signs and blinking signs. Now, I will share with you what we have planned for the year ahead as we continually reinvest in this great community. This includes making safety our top priority, continuing to strengthen our property values through quality of life initiatives, and doing everything we can to stabilize property taxes. Those guiding principles are what our community services are really all about. We have a strong, strong financial outlook. Planning for the future begins with our finances. Our village has passed a balanced budget for the last 12 consecutive years. A balanced budget sends a strong message to our community that we do not spend beyond our means, and we focus on our critical priorities. In addition to our property tax and sales tax revenues to fund operations, we continue to pursue grants and other state funding partnerships, working side by side with our state representative, Speaker Chris Walsh, and Senate President Don Harmon, our state senator. Funding allows us to invest in the capital projects that our residents count on every day. Our public works improved safety through implementing study recommendations. Led by Public Works Director Jack Bilek, the department has taken steps to implement the recommendations from our village-wide traffic study, which provides a toolkit or a toolbox to help our village align with the national campaign called Vision Zero that aims to eliminate accidents involving pedestrians, bicycles, and vehicles. The traffic calming toolbox prescribes a process for collecting data on an average vehicle speeds, accident history, and traffic count, and recommends various tools, including raised crosswalks, pedestrian islands, and bump outs. The plan is already in action. Last summer, Public Works installed plastic bollards along Washington Boulevard to simulate curb extension and narrow the street, an effective tool already in place along Chicago Avenue. With the bollards in place, the average speed on Washington decreased by 7 miles per hour. The village is now turning its focus to address other challenging pedestrian crossings in town. Our capital plan includes proposed projects along Lake Street and Thatcher Avenue, and our Traffic and Safety Commission will continue to evaluate data and residents' concerns. We are planning for the unexpected. While we have not seen extreme flooding in recent years, we have taken steps to prepare for the future in case of unexpected rainfall. To this end, our capital improvement plan includes funding for the design of a large-scale projects to increase our storm water capacity in the central and southern sections of town. Our public works team is working to tailor plans that fit with larger regions' flood mitigation needs. This planning will help us as we seek grant funding to bring these generational projects to reality. We're ensuring our water delivery system is top-notch. Managing stormwater is one of our ever-important water systems. It is part of our ever-important water system. The village continues to invest in upgrading our systems to ensure the community has strong water pressure and quality water delivered throughout town. We're assisting with the cost of replacing lead service lines. Our Public Works Department recently notified more than 600 village residents that their water service lines are made of lead. And through a state mandate, this must be addressed. To help with replacement costs, the Village Board approved a subsidy program in May of 2021, which provides partial funding for eligible properties to replace these lines. We're taking steps to better serve our senior citizens. The village released an age-friendly report in 2024 with recommendations to help improve overall quality of life for our seniors. These included establishing community engagements made up of seniors to advise the village board on any issues or needs this important part of the community may have, as well as providing more social opportunities. The village will be seeking out partnerships with other public organizations that serve seniors in River Forest to create more events tailored to seniors, such as summer picnics. Those plans are in the works, and we will be shared, and it will all be shared through the village communication channels in the coming weeks and months. We're supporting ongoing efforts toward diversity, equity, and inclusion. We are looking forward to the forthcoming report from the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Committee, which was established years ago, that will provide recommendations on how our village can be as welcoming as possible to everyone. Sustainable efforts continue to move forward. Our Sustainability Commission has much to look forward in 2025, including the continued implementation of the Village's Climate Action Plan, completed in spring of 2024 in partnership with the University of Illinois at Chicago. In the coming months, we will be presenting restrictions for gas-powered leaf blowers, reviewing tree preservation regulations, and growing our compost participation. We are also excited and to expand our public electric vehicle charging stations recommended by the plan to better understand the concerns and interests of residents in these areas. In October, the village was recognized by the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District at their 12th annual sustainability summit for excellence in promoting green infrastructure. This award was in recognition of the village's Green Alley project, which tied directly to the Climate Action Plan recommendations of building climate resilience through the use of permeable pavers. We're leveraging signs of business growth. I am proud to share that the River Forest Town Center is fully leased at this time, with new additions of Kava and J. Crew Factory and the expansion of Whole Foods, which is a real sign of economic vibrancy. And as I mentioned, we are also excited to welcome Black Fada, our new coffee shop at the corner of Ashland and Hawthorne. We are setting our sights on building off this momentum with new developments, along with programs to assist our small businesses. Speaking of ways to support our small businesses, the village wants to ensure we are business friendly. Our Economic Development Commission is now designing a small business incentive program for those located in our TIF districts. It will allow businesses to invest in their storefronts and property owners to make their properties more attractive for potential tenants. We are also looking at our building permit process to determine if there are ways to utilize technology to make them easier to access by streamlining those processes. This aim will not only help our businesses looking to expand or improve their through buildouts and other improvements, but also for our residents who have home improvement projects. Beyond improving our existing businesses and storefronts, there is a call to action to focus on attracting new developments to our commercial properties. Our guiding document is our comprehensive plan, unanimously voted on by the Village Board in 2019. It directs us to consider strategic developments on our corridors to increase the vitality of our neighborhoods while growing our tax base and improving the community's appearance. For years, we have discussed the potential for commercial properties and have received extensive feedback at Economic Development Commission meetings, zoning board meetings, and most recently through our neighborhood dialogues. While we acknowledge the very legitimate concerns about how development will affect our traffic, our schools, and our communities look and feel, I also know that there are many residents interested in seeing progress. This includes creating more walkable neighborhoods with access to restaurants, shops, services that we currently see in neighboring towns. I encourage residents to continue sharing your ideas and speaking up about what you want to see in the future of River Forest by engaging with one of our many communication channels. We've hired a brokerage firm to assist with future development on Madison Street. To find the best use of our property, we need to cast the widest net possible for potential builders. This month, the Village Board approved working with a large real estate brokerage firm to assist us in our effort to bring progress to Madison Street. The broker will help us compare proposals and choose a project that minimizes or potentially removes any adverse impacts. So let me address Lake and Lathrop development. We are committed to moving this project along, and we are working with Wintrust Bank and its receiver to find a suitable solution. I am very pleased to report that last week, a judge ruled in favor of the village and dismissed a lawsuit from Lake and Lathrop Partners that requested it be granted a new building permit for the Lake and Lathrop property. This decision by the judge reaffirms that the village board took the appropriate steps through various extensions to hold the developer accountable for its lack of progress without interfering with their development. This paves the way for Wintrust Bank to ultimately work with a new developer to plan for this very important commercial property. We believe that there will be progress this year. So in conclusion, the state of our village is very, very strong. Our financial outlook is very strong and stable. We continue to utilize technology to improve service delivery and provide more opportunities for community engagement and direct dialogue with our residents and businesses as we plan for the future. As I stated, our ongoing emphasis continues to center around safety and security, continually improving quality of life to strengthen our property values and taking all the steps we can to stabilize our property taxes. I'm excited about our future and the many initiatives we are about to embark on. And I want to thank you all so much for being here and listening to the State of the Village. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Okay. We'll get on with our consent agenda. So if I can get a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda A through E. And then we'll talk through them.
Sorry. I'd like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda items A through E.
Second.
Okay. Any questions or comments? We do have a proclamation I will read once we approve this. So is there any questions, comments? Nope. Hearing none, then I'd ask the clerk to take the vote, and please call on me because we need my vote.
Got it. Consent agenda item A, Village Board of Trustee meeting minutes, February 10th, 2025. B, Administration Department report. C, Finance report, January 2025. D, Award of Contract, 2025 Permeable Paver Maintenance Project, Old World Brick Paving, $54,087.50. E, proclamation recognizing Laura Maycruck for receiving the Historic Society of Oak Park and River Forest Heart of the Villages Award. Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
President Adusi?
Yes. Okay, so I'll present the award to Andrew. Sorry that Laura couldn't be here, but this is a proclamation recognizing Laura Maycruck for receiving the Historical Society of Oak Park and River Forest Heart of Our Villages Award. Should we read it? Let's do it. Okay. So it says, whereas we are here today to thank Laura Maycruck and honor her as one of the 2025 recipients of Heart of Our Villages Award presented by the Historical Society of Oak Park and River Forest. And whereas Ms. Maycruck has shown a commitment to our communities and in an active, involved citizen of River Forest, a successful entrepreneur and a business owner with her husband, Andrew, and preservationist dedicated to restoring homes to their former glory and a mother of four. And whereas Laura Maycruck has been a resident of River Forest for 20 years, during which time she restored her home at 210 Gale Avenue to its original 1895 facade, then restored the interior, and finally rebuilt the garage to match the historic home. And for these efforts has been recognized by the Village of River Forest with 3 Historic Preservation Awards. And whereas Laura Maycruck has opened her historic River Forest home to the community on several occasions, including the Parentheses Kitchen Walk, the Infant Welfare Society Holiday House Walk, and the Historical Society of Oak Park and River Forest Spring House Walk. And whereas, as the owner and operator of the Buzz Cafe in Oak Park for 25 years, Laura Maycruck played a key role in revitalizing the Harrison Street corridor and helping establish the Arts District. She's also served as president of the Oak Park Arts District Business Association. And whereas Laura Maycruck has continually sought ways to support our communities, so much so that the Buzz Cafe was named the most philanthropic business of the year by the Oak Park River Forest Community Foundation, and later received a Green Award for sustainability. And whereas Laura Maycruck currently serves as an active volunteer and board member with the OPRF Imagine Foundation, helping to raise funds necessary for the planned expansion and construction of sports and programming art spaces at Oak Park River Forest High School. And whereas Ms. Maycruck, as a real estate agent for 30 years, has been recognized by her peers with both the Good Neighbor and the Walter R. James Memorial Distinguished Member Award for Community Service. And last, whereas Laura Maycruck continues to represent our community with passion, integrity, vision, and hard work, bringing her knowledge, ideas, and energy to many facets of life in both Oak Park and River Forest, thus exemplifying the commonality and the best characteristics of the two sister villages. So it's my pleasure to present. She's doing a lot. Holy cow.
Passion is the key thing.
How do you keep up with her?
She's very passionate. And in typical fashion tonight, she's actually moderating a voter forum at the Oak Park Library.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. We're so happy for you and Laura. Thank you.
The continued theme. She was once interviewed with the Housing Authority. And one of the ideas was always, if someone approaches her with an idea or request, she'll always pause and say, let's figure it out. And as we move to a next phase with all of our kids now going to be out of high school, out of the schools, she has continued to be as passionate and involved, and she plans to be involved to the last day of her life. So. Thank you so very much.
Oh, she's on our next agenda item. I mean,
she's
accepted appointment, so I'm sure we'll approve her. And she's got another feather in her cap.
Thank you again.
All right, Andrew, thank you very much. All right, so that brings us to the recommendations of boards, commissions, and committees. And so I'd like to get a motion to approve the board and commission appointments. I think 1 through 5. Yeah. And I can go over those appointments if you like.
Okay. I move to consent to the village president's proposed appointments and reappointments to the village's boards and commissions as listed on the agenda from 7A, 1 through 5.
Second.
Okay. Very good. Any questions regarding any of these appointments and reappointments? I mean, they're all fantastic people. Okay, super. Thank you. I'll take the vote, please.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
President Adusi.
I don't think I'm voting on this. I don't need. It's just only when there's money attached.
Okay.
So thank you. All right. So it passes. Congratulations to Laura and all the other candidates on the list here. So. That kind of ends our agenda. It's about the one of the quickest board meetings, so it's so nice. Okay. this is way faster than we ever do it, so you know.
Yeah,
lucky kids.
Lucky kids, you get to go home. Yeah. What a boom. Yeah, so you can thank me later. All right. All right. So if I can get a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
All right.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
President Adusi.
Yes.
Meeting.